This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. 1 week from today, Randall Woodfin takes office as Birmingham's 30th mayor. His rise to the big office on the third floor of City Hall is a move Woodfin has calculated for years, even though he's just 36. During the campaign, Woodfin projected confidence in many debates and political ads. WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart brings us a deeper look at Woodfin.
Picture this. It was the Magic City Classic a few weeks back. At halftime at Legion Field, three long-term Birmingham mayors and the incoming mayor stood side by side making presentations. Thousands watched from the stands. Bernard Kincaid was dapper in his blazer and matching fedora. Richard Arrington was there in a V-neck sweater and top coat, and Mayor William Bell wore leather. Then there was the incoming mayor, Randall Woodfin. His outfit, sneakers, faded jeans, and a hoodie. It's a prime example of how Birmingham's millennial mayor moves to a different beat. But from the time he was a child, Randall Woodfin has dreamed of leading this city. Ryan Wilson has known Woodfin more than 20 years. He says Woodfin used to talk about it when the two played at 6th Avenue Baptist Church.
When he came out and said this is what he wanted to do, my mind immediately went back to that moment when we were kids and he said one day he wanted to run for mayor.
Wilson is not surprised by his friend's success, but he says Woodfin will have some challenges.
With him being young, I think there is just a perception of him not being qualified or prepared, and so he'll have to overcome that mentality.
Woodfin's political career started when he was 28. He ran for school board, spent about $30,000 on the race, and came in third. His second attempt was more successful. Not only did he win a seat on the school board, he became board president. That's where he had his first test of political leadership. The board persuaded Birmingham voters to support a property tax increase for schools. It also hired and fired a superintendent after about a year on the job, a move Woodfin fought. April Williams served with Woodfin on the school board. She says he had a plan from day one.
When he came on board, he came with a solid five people already committed to supporting his position for president and most of the initiatives that he wanted to see go forward.
She says Woodfin inspires people to follow him, but he didn't always get the full support of the board.
He lacked the interest of pulling all nine board members in, and that's critical in the success of any team.
Williams says Woodfin will be successful because he works hard and perseveres. Those are qualities Woodfin's mom, Cynthia Woodfin Kellum, has witnessed in her son all of his life. When he was a teenager, he won a statewide grocery bagging contest.
They put you on a timer. You put the groceries in, you have to make sure you don't break the eggs or got too heavy your things on top, and you have to do it in a timely manner.
Two decades later, she's still a proud mother.
I was 29 years old when I had Randall, and I'm still 29 years older than him now. So even though he's 36, an adult, grown, wise young man, and he's capable of running this city, he's still my boy.
For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.
You're listening to Morning Edition on your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham, and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden.
This Thanksgiving, how likely are you to...